Okay, what kind of numbers do we have today?
千万.
Ooh, all right, so let's start with those. 1,000.
千.
Okay, so let's count the thousands. 1,000.
千.
So this number 千 is kind of like 100, 百,
right?
Where you don't say 一百.
So this name, usually we don't say 一千 for 1,000.
Usually. Okay, I see. So when we talk about larger numbers that have to do with 千, you might say 一千.
So this name, or if you want to be more clear, you probably have to say 一千 sometimes.
Okay, so it's not prohibited.
No.
Because 一千 is absolutely
prohibited.
No good, right? Got it. So 2,000.
二千.
3,000.
三千.
Okay, pay attention here. The 千, which is usually S-E-N, became
千
with a Z. 4,000.
四千.
5,000.
五千.
6,000.
六千.
7,000.
七千.
8,000.
八千.
Okay, so in this case, the 8 is not hachi. It's not hachi-sen.
No.
It becomes?
八千.
Okay, so it's stretched out with a little tsu.
Right.
八千. Okay, and 9,000?
九千.
So we just went through all the thousands. And the only one that changed the word 千 was 3,000, right?
はい. 三千.
There's no more zens. Good, that's pretty easy to remember.
But be careful, you can't say 十千 for 10,000.
Because it has its own
word
for it.
Hi.
Its own little denomination. Okay, now on to that. What is that?
一万.
10,000. Okay, so any of the 10,000s will be counted as 万.
So this.
So how about 20,000?
We say 2 of 10,000s. So 二万.
So what about 30,000?
三万.
40,000?
四万.
50,000?
五万.
60,000?
六万.
70,000?
七万.
80,000?
八万.
90,000?
九万.
You know, even though these numbers are pretty big, I think the mans were the easiest ones we've done so far.
So this, now there's no exceptions at all.
Right, no exceptions, it doesn't change, the numbers are straightforward. How about nana? 7. Nana man?
Nana
can
man.
You say shichiman?
Yeah. Shichiman is fine, but I think people would say nana man.
It's easier to say, right?
Hi.
It's just all ahs. So we went up to 90,000. But what if I wanted to say 91,000?
九万千 or 九万一千.
Wow, that's really easy. So you just say 90,000 and then 1,000 right after, with no pause, no break, nothing in between. So how about 25,000?
二万五千.
That's pretty straightforward. So let's take it up a notch. All right, so how about 47,320?
47,320.
So you start with the biggest number and work your way down to the smallest one in terms of the level of digits, right?
Hi.
The place numbers. So I want to make this clear for all of the people who are used to the English system of numbers, right? Where the places are different. The places are the ones place, the tens place, the hundreds, thousands. Then the next one would be million, right? And everything else is a compound of each other until you get to billion. And a new place comes after each comma. It doesn't work the same way in Japanese.
So ne, comma ga ne, 違うよね.
Right.
The place for comma is different.
Exactly. The place for the commas are different. And the places are different.
Hi.
Okay? So we have the ones place. So to review, we have the ones place, the tens place, the hundreds place, the thousands place, and the 10,000s place. And then after 10,000, the next place would be 100 million.
Ah, 一億.
一億. And everything in between are just compounds of each other.
So this, ne? For example, 100,000 is 十万.
10,000s.
1 million is 百万.
100,000s.
10 million is 一千万.
1,000,000s.
Then we have 一億.
And which is 100 million. All right? I know that sounds complicated right now, and it is, right? I mean, it is pretty complicated because it's a whole change in the paradigm and the way that you think about numbers. But when you're counting things just by yourself or at home or wherever, and you're counting money, try to count it in Japanese. And use the Japanese places and denominations to count whatever you're counting, especially when you're dealing with big numbers.